This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, really, during the break, I was thinking about the surge in illegals and what have you. You do have to blame Republicans. You have to blame the United States Chamber of Commerce. They don't want to really stop the flow. I don't care what anybody says. They don't want to stop the flow. And the reason I say that, where else you get this kind of cheap labor? No, really. I mean, you heard the U.S. Chamber of Commerce way back when Trump was pushing hard for this, or to stop this kind of craziness. They were saying it would hurt the business world because they need this cheap labor. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I'd love to go on and on with it. I'm not going to, but just amazing. Okay, a museum drops Christmas, replacing it with Winter Festival. That's right. The war on Christmas continues. And this time it's on the other side of the planet. The staff at the University of Brighton have been told to avoid using words like Christmas when describing Christmas parties. Okay. It's same Tom foolishness, you know. Don't call a woman a woman. I mean, what do you want? You want to say that's a person with a uterus? I don't understand. The British school issued a 9-page document to avoid offending people who don't celebrate any holidays. Just not. Civil servants across the nation, they were advised to stop calling their office parties Christmas parties. Things like unconscious bias, training in the civil service, and on groupthink that is turning Christmas into a woke fest. But really, think about it. We can wish people a happy Ramadan or whatever it is there. There's so many other things you can wish people a positive thing, except for Christmas. The official civil service faith and belief toolkit, which states that Christmas parties are permitted, but managers should think about the venue. Bear in mind that not everyone consumes alcohol. For goodness sake, all this in the name of diversity and inclusion? I mean, we're paying people to come up with this stuff? The Museum of the Home has renamed its traditional Christmas exhibit to be more inclusive of all the holidays. This year we're calling it Winter Festival. God. The London-based museum is also hosting a celebration. This is to be more inclusive, I would imagine. The celebration of winter solstice through a black queer lens. Right. I feel real welcome at that. That's very inclusive. It's unfortunate that Christian holidays have become targets for progressives and atheists, but nothing triggers the left like celebrations for the real reason for the season. You know, seriously, say Merry Christmas a little louder, maybe. Yeah, I'm one of those guys. You're not going to take it away from me. And yes, it does make a difference. I'm sorry, it does. I don't really care. Some of you say, oh, what's the big deal? Christmas is... No, we give away a little bit at a time. We're constantly giving away or giving up space, if you would. When do they? When do we force them to do it? Right? No, in all sincerity, when do we force them to do it? We don't. We sit there like, I don't know, like we're half asleep, I guess. It's just nuts. Yes, you can tell. This is one of those things that just gets under my skin. I mean, as I always say, what are they upset about? Peace on earth or goodwill towards men? Or just joy to the world? You know, you can enjoy the Christmas season. If they attack a reason for the season, not your headache, not my headache. Right? They want to get rid of some of these stories. What was it? One group wanted to get rid of the Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, the part where he actually gives a story, the reason behind Christmas. Isn't that amazing? Bother them to the point, one of them probably lost sleep at night. I don't know. It's just craziness. And you know, and you think I'm joking. You here, let's go a little further with this. A top American university now is scrubbing the word American from its websites over safety concerns because they consider the word American harmful language. This is where I just lose my mind. No more American tax dollars. No more protection from American government. No more protection from, I don't care whether it's a military or police. If you really are ashamed of and or find the term American being offensive or scary, yeah, the problems are a lot bigger than the word American. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe the Senior Host. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the only way you become, really, truly, the only way you become part of the solution, you all know this, I don't have to tell you this over and over and over again. The only way this happens is if you truly do get involved, if you truly do get engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. Seriously, I mean, I can't say enough good things about the organization, PJI.org. PJI.org, he is the founder, Brad. Always love it when you're with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
All right, first of all, before we get to yakking away here and I forget, let's go ahead and tell people what PJI is, what it does, and how they can help you.
Oh, yeah. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit organization. We're very aggressive. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, And we do this for everyone in the United States, where the American flags fly. In fact, we have cases outside the U.S. We've taken on. But we're just growing, expanding. We have 27 offices in 20 states. We're actually right now looking to hire more attorneys in Southern California, Oregon, Colorado, Nashville, Tennessee, Maryland. So we're just responding to the increase in cases and need for people to get help. We do all our work without charge, so no one should ever hesitate to contact us. That's what we're here for, and we're very, very appreciative for those who choose to support our work. We actually have a matching grant program right now taking place. It's matching up to a total cap of $350,000. So people like to participate in that. It's a great time to do it. Double the bang for the buck. And also we have great resources that we're making available all without charge at the same time on our website. It's just like you said, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. No other legal organization has the offices that we have all across the country. No other organization of our kind works hard to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road. We don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. And we're very, very broad, and we're helping a lot of people, and we do it all without charge.
Okay, I've got some really important stuff to talk about, all right?
Sure.
First, when it comes to Christmas music, you like the old stuff or is it new stuff? You got what, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You kind of thing, right? And I'm an old guy. I like the old classics. I think they have more substance to them.
Yeah, I agree. Rocking Around the Clock or whatever that.
Well, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, that's just. And Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah, no, I. This is not me.
You like the tradition.
Yeah, I really do. I think it's much more moving and, substantive. So yeah.
No, I've been asking the guests that question because really, I mean, I got to thinking about how things. Things, they don't go away all at once, right? Like I was joking with somebody the other day, and I'm saying, look, isn't it hilarious how the old, Santa Claus, for instance. You think of Santa Claus, you think of one thing. Well, I was at an event recently where the Grinch was dressed up as Santa Claus. So now we've moved into kind of like almost everybody on the seat, with the exception of one guy, was a Grinch dressed up like Santa. It's kind of chipping away at it. I'm going, soon Santa won't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of in my head. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I totally, sense of the same thing. So.
All right, same thing with the movies. Christmas Story, Home Alone. These are some of the new traditions for Christmas Day, as opposed to, Miracle on 34th Street and what was the one with George Bailey? What was
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
That right? one? Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that movie, but Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The Charlie Brown Christmas, some stations have actually removed the scene where Linus tells you what Christmas was really all about.
Oh, that's criminal. And then, also the classic White Christmas.
Oh, that's my wife's favorite. I almost forgot to mention that one, right? No, that is playing all over the week. My favorite you would laugh at. So, I don't even know. I like the Muppet Movie Christmas,
Yeah.
I used to watch it with the kids all the time. So, no, but really, seriously, it's kind of like you have these movies that don't go anymore. And even Scrooge, the old versions, if you would, as opposed to, I guess there was one with one of the Murray boys and Bill Murray that kind of made it lighthearted and what have you. And just curious, I'm asking everybody. I'm asking all the guests this question because I'm curious as to where they're at with it, So
yeah.
All right. You said you take on international stuff now, apparently outside the country.
Yeah, it's not because we planned it. It's just there was a need, and no one else was stepping up to meet the need. There, specifically, we were dealing with about 100 Christian Afghan refugees from, and they were in a Muslim country in a refugee camp. They couldn't leave. They were confined. The Biden administration was not taking any effort to get them to the United States like he did others. And, the UN was, their commission was not cooperating. And a Baptist mission organization says, hey, we want to get them to the U.S. and where they can reach out to and start churches in these Muslim Afghan refugee communities. And no one's willing to help us. And I said, really? So turns out we happen to have an attorney in our Cincinnati, Ohio office that has an expertise in immigration law by God's providence, I believe. And she stepped up, and make a long story short, we got them all to the U.S. and Canada. And they're going to have a nice Christmas because they suffered tremendous persecution, yet these Christian Afghans have just a real heart for outreach to the Muslim Afghan refugees that are now in the United States and Canada. And it was a real privilege to help them, be in a position to follow that calling.
Well, good. Yeah, I mean, I look at stuff. I'm seeing more and more things happen, like in the UK recently. A charity volunteer was arrested after she told police that she might be praying silently when they asked why she was standing on a public street near an abortion facility. And they arrested her for doing that. She wasn't screaming at the top of her lungs or anything like that. And I was thinking to myself, my God, have we really gotten to that point? Joe with Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Billionaire Elon Musk announcing he will resign his position as CEO of Twitter. On Tuesday, Musk tweeted that he will step down when he finds someone, quote, foolish enough to take over the job. He said once he steps down as CEO, he will continue to run the software and servers teams. Millions of Americans are bracing for a winter wallop late this week as the storm system has the potential to turn into a bomb cyclone, bringing blizzard conditions, extreme cold, and dangerous wind chills to the Great Lakes region and the upper Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving is in Michigan.
Many locations across the Lower Peninsula and really even the UP have a very good shot of receiving a foot or more of snow.
Wind chill alerts posted as far south as Texas. As a result of the weather threat, many airlines are offering travel waivers for a number of flight paths and dates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Okay, Brad Dacus, founder of PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And we get the information we need, and it's real. And I don't have to worry about it being fake or, not quite true. So, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
All right, so I love throwing rapid fire stuff at you. You know that already, and none of the people. I don't give him anything ahead of time. I want to see how smart he really is. So, the Dems of the House Tax Writing Committee are voting to release Trump's tax information. Is that even legal?
Yeah, I would contend it is not legal, and it should not be legal. Statutorily, the IRS does not allow for disclosure of your personal tax information. That's a given. So this becoming public, I find it would be a terrible, terrible precedent, and I would be disappointed if it wasn't prevented or wasn't halted with an injunction, temporary restraining order. But That's very concerning. And politically, it's very concerning because, Trump is a very financially very successful individual.
Right.
He didn't make his money being with the government and doing side deals for the government like Obama did. Obama made all his money as a politician. Biden made his money as a politician. He made his money by taking risks and investing in projects and things like that, and especially with regard to real estate. So there's a lot in his tax files and his records. It can be very, very detailed, and it's only there's a good chance they may have found something in there that they find quote unquote questionable or false. Traditionally that's dealt with by the IRS, and the IRS does something called an audit. And if there's something that's not right, the IRS flags it and says, pay up, and here's your penalties. So Congress is out of the norm. This is not the normal function of Congress or an investigation of Congress, so an individual's personal taxes. I think it's a bad precedent for individuals not trusting government to maintain that confidentiality, and also it's a terrible move to threaten people running for office not to run for office if the party in power doesn't like you. They can go through all your tax records under the pretext of a quote-unquote criminal investigation.
Well, it was the Supreme Court that released these, or allowed them to be released, to the committee. So at this point in time,
I know.
Seriously, they should go back to the Supreme Court with it and go, wait a minute. You gave it to these people for their own, use for, a particular instance. Why do they get to give it out to the general populace?
They're very separate. For an investigation of, some kind of criminal activity or evidence of impropriety working with other countries and, Oh, wait a minute. That's right. The Biden family did that, and no one did anything. Oh yeah. It's really ridiculous. But that was the context of it, not for it to be released to the people, without the consent of the taxpayer. In this case, Donald Trump. That's his taxes. So if people think, release it, think about it. Okay, really. If that's the case, then, we're all potential targets. We can all be blackmailed. We can all be inhibited from running for office. Or if we do make it into office, we can be blackmailed and, with them saying, hey, I saw your taxes back 6 years ago, and you reported X, Y, and Z, but in actuality, it was Z, Y, X, and, something. So it's a scary thing, and people should look at this as an assault on everyone's freedoms and liberties.
I think it's very scary because all of a sudden, Congress gets more and more and more power that they were never meant to have.
Right.
It's just like this thing that came down with them. I think it was yesterday, where the J6 committee decided they were going to send over recommendations for DOJ. Criminal recommendations to DOJ. They don't have a right to do that. They don't have a constitutional right to do it. And I don't know. I think it's hilarious. They kind of put the DOJ in a bad way.
Yeah. And by the way, anyone can, quote, make a recommendation, end quote. I could send a letter and make a recommendation to the Department of Justice to prosecute, Hunter Biden. It's used publicly as an intimidation and an insinuation that there's guilt, and there has been no trial, there is no grand jury, that's pronounced at the beginning of criminal charges in that regard, so by Congress. It's saber rattling. Basically implicitly accusing someone of being a criminal by asking the Department of Justice to prosecute, but there's no minimum standard for them to be able to do that. They could do that against anyone at any time for any reason.
Right.
And once again, it's the bully, and the Democrats are playing the part of a big bully, and unfortunately, they're using the U.S. Department of Justice, just like they use the FBI, to do their posturing, and it's at the expense of trust in government for potentially generations to come.
Yeah, I agree with you. The more and more I see things happening, especially here in California and other places across the country, you have to stop and wonder. More and more people are worried about what can come down on them. We had a long discussion on the show about this yesterday, Even look at, I don't know if you saw the numbers, but these detransitioning of these young women that transition to men are now getting beat up something fierce. And, you know, they're being smeared in the whole nine yards, but every one of them says the same thing. The commonality with all of them is the fact that they got, you know, less than 2 hours worth of counseling before they were given, you know, medication, and within a short period of time from there, they have 14, 15, and 16-year-old girls that had their breasts cut out, okay, their uteruses removed, and so forth and so on. There's got to be, Brad, at some point in time, there's got to be an industry-wide legal, some kind of legal action taken. Can't there be?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you have, you know, injury to an individual or defamation or something like that, but I think the real problem is just the false information. And yeah, if there's individuals who do suffer, who don't have proper, you know, counseling, they're not made aware of the risks, even just medical malpractice, the procedure is done and has you know, an outcome that was not expected because of the actions done by you know, the physician, and who by the way, I think should be questionable right up front as to their own integrity as a doctor, to be willing to be masochistic, cutting off body parts for no medical reason and for no psychological curative reason, because it doesn't cure depression, it doesn't reduce suicide. So I think I've encouraged people, even on my own program this week, I encouraged people, if they know someone like in this situation, maybe they were a minor and had this done, and now they're an adult and realize they've been messed up, to have them contact Pacific Justice Institute immediately. We have the attorneys all across the country, and we're willing to file the lawsuits and to hold these scoundrels accountable for this, you know, terrible things.
Yeah, I'm glad you're willing to do that, because the more and more I read these things, the more and more I see the videos that they're putting up. What they've done to these kids is terrible. It's a crime like no other. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back. Joe McTeague, your host. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, making you part of the solution. Okay, Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time that he spends with us. And, you know, we've been talking about this off and on for a while. And it is a big deal, people. It is a really big deal because you have, you know, think about it. We were always taught as kids, you know, maybe not to totally trust government, but to trust government to a big degree. And who else? Trust your doctor, trust your teacher. Right? Well, now we've got to the point where I don't think I'd say that to my child. I don't think I'd say to anybody, you know, whatever the doctor says, go with it. No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd say that anymore. Now it's, wait a minute, get a second and third opinion, then check your gut. And so we're seeing this happen more and more and more when it comes to these kids that have transitioned, if you would. And now you're getting a bigger number of these kids wanting to detransition. There was a... Oh, God, what was it? There was a committee checking into this in the government just a few weeks ago, and they actually had professionals, if you would, get up there and say, well, detransitioning is not a thing, yet you can find it everywhere. So they don't want you to know about it. And these poor kids have gone through so much. But the other side of this, Brad, is now you've got these transgender swimmers, tennis players, volleyball players, and now sprinters. And, you know, you said something during the break when we were talking. You really think this will make it to the Supreme Court? And where does it go when it gets there?
Right. Yeah, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Connecticut's athlete policy allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. I see it as a clear, outright violation of Title IX, which was created so women could have a fair shake at competition with their own, women's basketball, women's swimming, et cetera, instead of having to compete with males and be deprived of those opportunities to win scholarships, et cetera. So I think it's actually a very good chance that the Supreme Court is going to take it up. And if not this, then they'll take up another one like it, because this, as far as I'm concerned, is a blatant violation of Title IX, and it turns it completely on its head, allowing males to deprive women, young girls, the same equal opportunity to compete, fairly in a fair way. It's not fair, and that's why we have Title IX, because it's very clear and obvious that women have a disadvantage when it comes to competing with males. Males have 10 times the testosterone, not just before the race, but in development. So they have a muscular skeletal structure that has a clear advantage for both athletic competitions, and it's blatant. The female competition that happened in Pennsylvania, and you had a male that, quote, won a new female record, but he wasn't really a female, and there was a female who was going to win and set a new record, but I mean he beat her, such a huge margin. He gets the record. He gets the recognition, the scholarships. So I think it's a very good chance the Supreme Court's going to take it up, and we at Pacific Justice would be happy to represent anyone out there, any female out there who feels shortchanged. You know, recently, just real quickly, there were 15, not one, not two, there's been 15 competitions between 2017 and 2020, championship races that were won by transgender sprinters, just sprinters alone, and also cost biological girls the opportunity to advance to other races 85 times.
Wow.
So this is causing female athletics to become a joke and a huge disincentive and discouragement for young girls to even have any dream of female competitions, knowing that the way things are now, the odds are going to be more greater than not that there's going to be a biological male depriving them of that same equal opportunity that they thought they had under Title IX.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, even with all of that, these kids have spent their lives, their parents have, since these kids were probably 4, 5, 6 years old, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for these swim meets and track meets and other things and what have you, and then virtually in a heartbeat, all of a sudden, they have no chance. I mean, can you imagine going to one of those and finding out that, you're actually competing against a male for all intents and purposes? It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, when you see that that male who won the female swimming competition, it made the news.
Yeah.
You look at him. You see 100% male. Those shoulders, that muscular skeletal structure and at height and everything. That was a male, unequivocally. And it manifests itself in the outcome of that race. So, it is amazing. But it is going to stop. Here's Brad the optimist. So I think
once you get your hands on it, I'm sure it will stop. It's just,
yes,
just making you nuts that the adults in the room don't see this.
We at Pacific Justice Institute, we won't stop until we see this before the Supreme Court and finally addressed and resolved by the Supreme Court. The same with the tyranny of young people having these hideous masochistic procedures done. We won't stop until we start effectively holding these doctors accountable with civil lawsuits and
cool.
and damages, and as they should be. But in order to do that, these cases, we need people to come to us and contact us who've been the victim, and
yep.
we stand by to represent them without charge anywhere in the United States. And I want to thank your listeners who make this work possible. We have 117 cases, and right now, as we speak, in active litigation. The number is going to be increasing dramatically next year, and we greatly appreciate the support of the people listening to this program right now. Just go to pji.org, and that's all I'm going to say, pji.org.
Well, you know, you were telling me, about how things in New York are pretty much hopping right now for you guys. And
yes.
I just did a story about a former New York teacher accused of injecting a teen with COVID-19 vaccine without parental consent. And the judge ended up giving her 100 hours of community service to be, you know, completed in a year. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you injected a child without parental permission with a drug, and that's all? I mean, this is...
That drug, you know, and most females are not sterilized because of this, but the studies do show that women who've had these COVID vaccines, that statistically there is a lower fertility rate. It's unfortunate. It's not greater than 50%. That's good. But that's just one of the implications. Then you also have hundreds of teenage boys with inflamed hearts, serious conditions. So, you know, these individuals, you know, when people suffer harm and when their rights have been violated like this, they should also contact PGI. In New York, we have several attorneys there, actually, but April Forbes, I just had her on my show yesterday, and she talked about how we're suing the city of New York you know, going after them because of their violation of an impact on you know, people of faith with objections to the vaccination mandates. They were going after New York State's a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination, and that's Browse versus Hudson Valley, a very valuable Title VII, an ADA case. We're suing. We have lawsuits against New York City Health and Hospitals Corporations, and then we've got a lawsuit against in New York against the Brookhaven Science Associates and the U.S. Department of Energy. So we're, you know, with barrels, you know, multiple barrels firing at one time, we're taking on this tyranny in the state of New York, and we have great attorneys there really taking this to heart.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kicking butt. The thing that bothers me the most, though, is some of the stuff that's going on in these schools and other places, the brazenness of it all, if you know what I mean. I mean, who would have thought 20 years ago? Do you really think one of my teachers or your teachers when we were in school would have really thought of injecting us with something that our parents didn't know anything about? Society,
yeah, they would think about
tremendously.
Right. Yeah. And there's, you know, we have to hold them responsible. That's what we want to do. And all it takes oftentimes is just one parent who has this happen to them to contact us, and we can handle the rest. We have to have that call. We have for them to contact us. And once again, I'm very grateful to the many out there who are financially supporting our work at PGI with their tax-deductible donations. It's very timely, very much appreciated, and they're part of the team. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too. I'm very appreciative of the people here that listen. I look forward to hearing from you. I get emails about, you know, not you, but your company. And you know, people don't realize the kind of work it takes. What it takes, actually, frankly, to get the work done that you need to get done. So, people, you know what? I know you hate hearing it. We talk about it on a regular basis. It takes money to win. It takes money to win these cases. It takes, I think you were telling me once, it's $500,000 by the time you get done with everything to take something to the Supreme Court. So, all right. You heard the music. You know what that means. We're on our way out. Brad Dacus, God bless you for what you do. People, PJI.org. PJI.org. It's that simple. Can't make it any easier. All right, people, you got me for another hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.